Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, hello. This is Caroline Siniza-Levine, co-founder of Six Figure Start and host for today's episode of the Six Figure Start Career Coaching Radio Show. Six Figure Start is a career coaching firm dedicated to helping you build fulfilling and financially rewarding careers. Joy and money are not mutually exclusive in our book. You can earn a great living doing work that you love. Six Figure Start is comprised exclusively of former Fortune 500 recruiters, so our approach is based on inside knowledge into what companies are really looking for. In today's episode, I'm focusing on a question submitted by Ruby, who asks, what's the best way to gain the experience and exposure employers are looking for when you are changing careers and you don't have the experience? This is such a great question, Ruby. It's also, frankly, related to anyone who is beginning something anew. So I would put recent graduates in that book who are career changers in the sense that they were full-time students and are now entering the workplace. Certainly when you're moving from being an individual contributor to a manager, you're also beginning anew, in the sense that the skill set that helped you before, just simply getting a job done, is going to change now. You're going to be managing other people. So it's a whole new skill set. And Ruby, you didn't tell me what you're changing careers from, but if you think about a career change, it might be that you're changing industries. Let's say that you were in accounting and you worked for a bank, and now you want to shift and work for a media company or a tech company or a nonprofit. So you're switching industries. It might be that you're switching roles. So you were in accounting for a bank, and you're moving into an operational role at another bank or financial institution. And sometimes a career change can be both. So you are switching both your function. You're going from accounting to operations, and you're going from banking to media, tech, nonprofit, et cetera. So you're switching both your role and your industry. So with all of these examples, there's going to be something new there. And Ruby brings up this great point, which is to say, you know, employers are looking for existing experience, and yet you're moving over. So how do you even show the right experience? So here's the thing. There are a number of ways to get experience that aren't on the job. So that's the first thing that I want to highlight here. So in terms of industry knowledge, for example, you're moving from banking to media, tech, nonprofit, etc. How will employers know that you know those industries? Well, if you know the competitors, if you know the trends, if you know the challenges facing that industry, because you have attended conferences, you're reading specialty blogs, you are joining the professional associations associated with that new industry. When you're doing all of these things, you are demonstrating your expertise, and that comes from the experience of being there. Now, of course, it's secondhand in the sense that you're not working there, but you are in and around that industry. For a role, you can get that type of expertise and experience through volunteering, through freelancing, through working on cross-functional projects. Let's say that you were the accounting to operations career changer at a bank. You can perhaps look within your existing employer and see if there are projects that are going to give you some of that operational experience that you don't have in your day-to-day job. So the point is to really take those baby steps and try to get hands-on experience, but not necessarily that paid switch a job experience, right? Because this is your first foray at it. So remember, blogs, conferences, professional associations, volunteer, freelancing and consulting, even working within your own organization but in something different than what you're doing now. All of these count as experience and as exposure. And something that you need to think about, Ruby, and all of the aspiring career changers listening to this, is that not only do you want to start collecting these experiences, but you also then want to start promoting them. And so part of that promotion, you know, is going to happen in the networking that you're doing at these conferences, at the associations, throughout your company, as you're trying to get on cross-functional assignments with outside potential employers, if you're doing some freelancing or consulting or the volunteering, you're trying to collect exposure to people, right, who are going to see you in this different light. And then you need to think about, how am I going to promote these experiences as well on my online profile, in my resume, in the way that I talk about myself. And so just to give you an example, I once worked with a career changer who was 20 years in financial services, and she had, of course, all of that information listed dutifully on her resume. But that information was not, I'm not going to say it's not relevant, but she's trying to be seen in a different industry, in this case, nonprofit. And so what we ended up leading with on the resume, in the summary of the resume, was her board experience, her volunteer experience, her service experience, including experience within her own current employer, where she had started some community-based initiatives. And so even though the bulk of her experience was, of course, in the industry that she was coming from, and there was quite a bit of experience, there's 20 years of experience, we still put front and center the more relevant experience, in this case, again, the nonprofit, the community service, the board work, because that was going to be related to where she wanted to go. And so, Ruby, you asked a great question about experience and exposure. When you think about the exposure piece, don't forget that, you know, people have short memories and people are thinking about a lot of different things. And many career changers will lead, unfortunately, with what they've done before and then kind of focus on, okay, but here's, you know, the new thing that I want to do. And I really want you to flip that and really start leading with the new stuff that you're doing. So that becomes front and center, and people hear that that is what you're doing. And again, that's in the resume, that's in the online profile, that's in how you talk about yourself, that's in when you're networking at these professional associations, at these conferences. So this notion of experience and exposure as a career changer is intertwined. You are getting more experience, building up your skills and your expertise as you're getting more exposure to the industry or to the role or both that you are trying to do. And then you also need to be mindful of, when you do get that experience, you need to then start promoting it and get more exposure for yourself. And employers value, you know, that previous work experience. I won't lie to you and say that volunteer experience or consulting experience or shorter-term experience is going to be as competitive as paid, professional, full-time, longer-term experience, all things being equal. However, all things aren't equal. And I've seen people very effectively change careers. Many of you who are listening, who've listened before, know that I am what I call an extreme career changer. I started out with a music degree. I started out in banking and then moved to consulting and then executive search and then corporate HR and then starting my own business. And so it's absolutely doable to move around. And I've worked in many different industries, financial services, strategy consulting, media, technology, pharmaceutical, nonprofit. And so it's absolutely possible to move around. What you need to do, though, is make sure that the employers know the value of your experience, and that when you talk about your new industry, you talk like you're an insider. You know, you're comfortable talking about the trends and the challenges and the competitors and exactly why your skill set is relevant to this role and or industry, depending on what it is exactly that you're changing. And you have to be able to fluently and engagingly and compellingly talk about that And that's really how you're going to sell employers. That's really what the bottom line is. This is a sale. You are the business, and the prospective employers are your customer, and you're a new business. And so you don't have that track record. That is the challenge of career change. But again, I've given a lot of different ways of getting that experience and exposure. You have to just broaden your definition of what experience is. It doesn't have to be full-time professional paid. It can be the volunteer, the freelance, the consulting, the cross-functional projects within your existing employer. It can be reading about an industry or reading about a new role, really engaging in that new field through professional associations and conferences. I cannot stress this enough, that you need to get yourself into that inside mode to change careers. And so I hope that was helpful to you, Ruby, and to all of you aspiring career changers out there. We have a lot more information on our website, sixfigurestart.com, including free resources and a contact us page where you can submit a future question for the Six Figure Start Career Coaching Radio Show. This is Caroline Siniza-Levine, co-founder of Six Figure Start. Thank you so much for joining us.